Okay, so I am playing the Oversight Committee asking DeJoy, Postmaster Louis DeJoy, about the whole key situation. Now, remember, he started in June of 2020, and 2 months later, August, the same time frame that the postal police filed suit to get back onto street patrol. The government announced right there, if you Google USPS, OIG, and Key, you will see it is now a longer report. Here it is, 3 years later. They added on to it and they changed number two. If you scroll at the bottom, if you scroll down, it used to say no, they didn't agree with telling the public. So that just changed this year, June of 2023. There's no indication who changed it or when, but I've been sharing that link where it was just real short and sweet, basically saying that there was never a master key control plan in place within USPS, and the master key, whether it's an arrow key or a blue collection box key, there are master keys where they changed it where you can actually order duplicate keys online, and there's no cap to that, which you can read as well. So you get a carrier that's ready to quit any minute. He gets offered to, sell his key, or he gets robbed if you go onto YouTube. Because the thugs obviously got this announcement. They know they can go up to any carrier, and the carriers aren't supposed to fight. And sometimes it's just not the key that gets lost. So imagine the carrier that also gives away his whole personal identity that gets stolen, and his whole life is turned upside down, but yet he can't even take time off to make phone calls and straighten out his life after he gets robbed, right? Now, I personally spoke to one. I was in Las Vegas the past 2 years. I spoke to one carrier that was jumped. He told his office he would retire after 3 times. He retired after he got robbed for the fourth time. There's also a zip code in Las Vegas where you have to pick up your mail. It's been over a year. And I just really, April of this year, I received a phone call where I work at 1-800-ASK-USPS from a girl that mailed out a bill payment from her outgoing apartment mailbox. And her check was washed. And this is from the same zip code that I personally reported to all of the post offices in Long Beach after I asked if they happened to send an employee to do my job. They all said no. I spoke to postal inspection and I just followed up with all my old coworkers, and every single lockable mailbox in 90804 or 90814 have not been changed out. So this is not only DeJoy, but every postmaster. As long as these blue mailboxes and mailboxes have been around, this has been a problem. And as you'll hear here, he sounds like he ordered things, then he will order things, then he can't really explain how the keys are going to work, then he says it's going to take years. Meanwhile, everyone's identification is being stolen, and he's offering the our shipping practices and rates to new businesses that have no idea that at the other end it's a black hole. The customers aren't getting what they ordered. Very important things as well. And so I'm going to play you this. And this is in his own words. This is the 2 hour, 58 minute, 55 second. This is uploaded on YouTube by Forbes, Forbes, Forbes magazine, but you can also look at all of this on C-SPAN too.
Mr. Chairman, Mr. DeJoy, I want to go back to this announcement of steps to reduce postal crime that the Postal Service announced last
This
week.
is Representative
And
Fumi.
a key part of that is the replacement of the so-called arrow locks, which are the kind of blue box skeleton key that I talked about earlier. I'm glad to hear that somebody is thinking now about a double validation effort. Can you tell me or this committee, in addition to that, though, are there other safety measures that are being thought of electronically or otherwise that might get us to where we need to be, even if it's thumbprint recognition by carriers?
So one of the things that we're doing is looking at ways of hardening our boxes. And that is, we have 11,000 new ones that are rolling out this summer. And we're looking at buying another 20,000, coming forward. That will just harden the access. And we'll also have these new entry devices, combination entry devices. We are exploring, with regard to the key, another option that kind of makes the, forget which one it is, so either the box dumb or the key dumb on a daily basis. And then we through electronic communication, we revalidate the entry process of the of the key. So our engineering team, along with our retail delivery team, are working, and it's up. I get briefed on it. A number of different options to prevent basic key access, which is a lot. And key access, a big reason for some of the carrier, the crime against carriers is to actually steal the key. I mean, these keys are on the dark web for $5,000-$7,000 a key to purchase the key. So we need to race through getting out of those. This delivery that's coming through right now, I signed off on about a year ago. We've had supply chain issues in getting this equipment into the marketplace. But those are the two big things: the keys and hardening the device itself, the collection boxes. With this recent announcement, we have put teams out into the community, into several communities, to surveil and work with local law enforcement to try and make sure that we identify hotspot areas that we know have been frequently, repetitively throughout the year. We've had locations that have been, attacked over five times, six times a year. So we're working that and working with our employees and communities, asking people to be more alert to these things.
And let me ask you, I mentioned earlier in my opening remarks the trouble that we have been experiencing in Baltimore, both in terms...
Okay, so he sounds like he signed off on an order. Now, what company was that from? Because Louis DeJoy and his family, his brother Dominic that sued him because he got screwed out of the family business, New Breed Logistics. That was the old business. As a matter of fact, put in New Breed Logistics in pretty much any country around the world, and you'll see the expansive reach that Louis DeJoy, everybody thinks he was Trump's puppet, but this guy is huge. So anyway, and people are wondering who, what that UK company, UK and Ireland, Flannery Associates is buying up land around Travis Air Force Base. And that's just recently. And they don't know the almost 80% of the United States citizens that are part of that group and why they are buying up that property. But if you look up New Breed Logistics, when they were, was it the C-Series or Bombardiers in Belfast, Ireland, they were... had an order for or some kind of contract. They might know the answer. Louis DeJoy might know the answer on who's buying up property. But anyway, back to these boxes. Now, if you see these red coverings on the blue mailboxes in front of the post offices, that's so you can't put any mail in there. Looks like it still has the same key that the carrier. I used to empty those blue collection boxes. So if it's the same key, they're preventing anybody from dropping anything in. The thing is, during the day, when that red area is unlocked and you could drop things in there, unless someone's paying attention, whoever has that spare key just can just come by and unlock it. And that's what happened in Long Beach. I went to unlock 5 blue collection mailboxes in a row right outside of a huge financial high rise after a 3-day weekend. There wasn't any damage to any of the boxes, but there was not one letter in there. So this is over 10 years ago when I reported it, and I actually learned that a gang had stolen the key 5 years before. It breaks my heart that the government, the post office, let all of our citizens have their checks, their money orders, their letters, their gift cards, their birthday cards, everything just stolen out of those blue mailboxes, the outgoing mail, and also the mailboxes from the apartment complex, those, you know, the cluster boxes. Master keys are used for those. So as an example, again, in Long Beach, carriers have been delivering to the same compromised mailboxes. How is that common sense, Louis DeJoy? Louis DeJoy, if I could ask you one question, was the secret plan to put that announcement out, have the postal police off of patrol just to create this huge wave of distrust within the post office so you can start from scratch, have a clean slate, and start over brand new when all of your equipment is in place? Is it in place to serve LDJ Global Strategies? You have Oshkosh Defense in place, and their forte is moving military machines overseas. So I'm just wondering if that's the secret plan, Louis. And it's very successful if it is. And it disgusts me because I have to talk to all of the humans that you have ignored for the past 3 years. You should not only be fired, but you should be in jail. You were awarded contracts without going through the GSA, from what's reported in the news. You need to leave.
Yeah. So the quantity of locations that we have boxes is in the millions, and the delivery. I mean, we are the delivery pace is very dependent on this on the supply chain. So this is a several year project to get to tighten up everything the way we need to do it, and it won't it's not going to be complete without some combined effort on reducing crime in these particular areas. With regard to how and where they go, it's interesting. Postal crime doesn't necessarily match all the time what community crime is. Areas where there tends to be more high value in postal boxes and is where these trained thieves and lawbreakers go, with some sophisticated processes to even reroute mail in many cases. So that is something the inspection service works in a very, you know, very detailed manner with our delivery units, and we have good visibility on crime and incidents that happen.
Okay, he's got teams. Who are the teams? Are instead of the postal police out there on the street patrol, are the teams like the professionals that he hooked up with LinkedIn, where they can volunteer to post postal ads? It looks like in place of what they normally do. They're all over preaching to the choir. Look at this new stamp, et cetera, and they're volunteering. I think the federal wage and hour, the labor board needs to look into some of his practices. He's got these teams. Do they even work for the post office? And who are the companies that he is dealing with? It sounds like these keys are going to take years. That's like delivering to a black hole.